The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 357. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic musician, podcaster, and your host of this show. And this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. You can support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And you can support this podcast over on Patreon. We kicked off the show with Dún Éingeas with Shandon Bells from Down by the Glenside, their new album. Next up is Na Rosae with The Rainy Day, The Sparkle Slip, and The Clune from their album First Rain. Thank you.
Johnny rode out on a May morning with his buckles and bridles ringing. And as he rode by the castle wall, he has heard a sweet voice singing. And the post will be coming. But I'd give both of me gay gold rings for a sight and a kiss, me Johnny.
If you're the little Duke of this nurse, you're my sweetheart, so bonny. Keep well for your gay gold rings, and you'll get a sight, see you, Johnny. So he's leaned over his saddle a bone, and he's give a sweet kiss to her, saying, you have me heart, but another has me hand, so what good can it do ya? She says, if I have your heart, but another has your hand, these words have fair undone me. So let's make a time when we'll meet again, and then in love you can twine me. So go you down to yon tavern house with the welcoming lights are beckoning, and sure as I am a woman true, I'll come love and pay you your reckoning. Oh, he's fed now the cheer of the Whitby beer, and the wine he's kept on pouring, and every glass he has drunk to the last who is coming to him in the morning. And he's looked out of the shop window a little before the dawn, oh, and there come riding a brother's three with the naked swords all drawn, oh. Oh, landlady, landlady, what shall I do, for me life's not worth a halfpenny, for she that was to lie with me has sent her brothers to slay me. She's taking off her petticoats like a wise gown and apron. She has taken the kerchief off of her head, and she said, young Johnny to the bacon. I should give him a suit of the female clothes, and he's made a pretty fine maiden. And the birds never sang so sweet in the trees as young Johnny sang at the bacon. And when they stood in the kitchen door, they rattled their swords above them. And the when they stood on the kitchen floor, so loudly there they were shouting. Oh, did you have a lodger here last night, or drunk till the dawn was beckoning? Then show us the room where the lodger is in, for we've come to settle his reckoning. Either came a stranger here last night, but not a drink till the morning. He's fought for a pint and he paid ere he left. He was strong on Johnny the dawning. They stuck the feather beds all around and about, through the curtains their swords went a-raking. And as they ran in and as they ran out, they said, what bonny lass are you baking? And one of them being in a very merry mood, a young Johnny set to talking. While a woman took a foot and she gave such a kick, saying, get on, Annie, with your bacon. And I, as the landlady ran in and out, she scolded till their ears were aching. She said, I've had this many a maid, but none the likes of you with the bacon. They've turned the house up, they've turned it down, the crockery and platter is breaking.
From Derry Key we sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were boarded by a pleasant crew bound for America. Fresh water there we did take on, 5,000 gallons or more. In case we ran short going to New York, far away from the Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. And if fortune it ever should favor me, or I to have money in store, I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. When we sailed for 3 days, we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were all confined upon our bunks, with no one to pity poor me. No father dear, nor mother kind, to hold up my head when it was sore. And it made me think more on the lassie I met on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. As passengers by the hand and led round six different ways. Well, we each of us drank a parting glass in case we might never meet more. And I drank a health to old Ireland and Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. And if fortune it ever should favour me, or I to have money in store, I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore.
After Nowra's Eye was Gwendolyn Snowden with Little Duke Arthur's Nurse from Three Strand Braid. Then came Breabach with Cockerel in the Cree from The Big Spree. Then Lunasa with Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore from their new album, Cass. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Kitty emailed, a few years ago, you had a song on the podcast from an Irish-American band called The First One's Drinking, The Last One's Standing. That was the refrain, if not the title. The song was hilarious. Is it available for download? I cannot remember the name of the band. Thanks. Kitty, that band is Keen, C-E-A-N-N. Sadly, the lead singer passed away a few years back, but it looks like they still have 4 albums that are up on CD Baby. Now, I don't know if the CD is actually available, but you should be able to download the albums to buy them through iTunes or Amazon or listen to them on Spotify. But I love the band. They're fantastic. Though I'm not actually sure if that album itself is available. So go look around and good luck. But the band is keen. Go check them out. They're awesome. Lori Fisher of Carolina Kaylee emailed, I'm listening while prepping for a waltz dance I'm putting on this evening in a lovely ballroom in Asheville, North Carolina. I've been turned on to some fine music and bands through your podcast. I especially appreciate the homage to trees and Arbor Day. May I suggest Bonnie Portmore, which I've heard on your podcast before. 'Tis a great song about regret for cutting down a beautiful tree. Thank you, Lori. I appreciate that. I had not thought about that song, but I will keep that in mind next year. Joseph Earl Ridley emailed a picture. You always sound so pleased to hear from your listeners, so I thought I'd send a message to let you know I've been enjoying your podcast. I only started listening on Easter Sunday, so the latest Arbor Day episode was my 6th. I attach a photo that I took this morning whilst listening out walking my goats high in the mountains of Portugal. Keep up the good work. That is awesome. Thank you, Joseph. Goats. That's awesome. You know the things that you can do with a podcast anywhere. I think we've found mountains. We've been in Antarctica. We've been all over this globe. And it's so cool hearing it. I want to hear some more of the unique places that this show is being played. That's just brilliant. I love it. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up is Spirited Lads with Jigs from their album Tall Tales and Fond Farewells. Thank you.
ringlets of my raven black hair. The rose is so red and the lily so fair. The myrtle so bright with an emerald hue. The pale amaranthus and violet so blue. I will sing and I'll dance, my life shall be gay. I'll cease this wild weeping, drive sorrow away. Though my heart is breaking, he never shall know. His name made me tremble, my pale cheeks to glow. I'll think of him never, I'll be wildly gay. I'll charm every heart, the crowd I will sway. I'll live yet to see him, regret the dark hour that he wandered and neglected his pale white flower. Love him and call me his flower that blossomed for him all the bright early chow. But I woke from my dreaming, my idol's clay. My visions of love have all faded away.
I don't know you at all, my love. Well, come on in, we'll get you fixed up here. But when the polls come out and you're way down south and you think it's time to be filling out, then call me. My name is John, I can write a song to boost your campaign throughout the county. I'm known throughout the music biz, I've loads of hits, I'm a wonder kid and it's no biggie at all, but listen here, fella. But when you're in a race, it helps to place yourself above the pack with a catchy ditty. For example, I like Ike. Tippecanoe and Tyler too, and the ode to the Georgia farmer, the sidewalks of New York, hello Lyndon, happy days are here again. It's a beautiful day. You're welcome to the cabaret. Now you can't play any song you like, cause they'll tell you, go on and take a hike, you can't use it. Wasn't Ronald Reagan born in the USA, but the Boston liked the way he played, he refused it. And Neil didn't like how the Donald rocked, rocking in his leather chair, rocking in the free world. So he called him up and he said, hey Buck, Lennigan's ball is available, give that a whirl instead. Hiddly diddly lum diddly diddly lum diddly diddly lum, hey, what's this your name is? You're going on to greatness. There's just one thing we have to do here. Sit down, Milo, we'll have to change your name before you run for the vacancy on the school board. We'll call you Mo, off you go. Tell me now, when asked, do you know what your name is? My name is Mo, that's right. Mo Morals. It's more electable, don't you think, than Milo Morals. Here's the chorus now.
Oh, we want Mo, 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 Mo. We want Mo, Mo, Mo.
Spending more schools, more teachers, more decent jobs, more equality. These are all the good features we want. More, 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 more. We want more, 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 more. No more debt.
No more.
No more private profit making prisons.
No more.
No more global warming.
No more.
No more pollution.
No more.
No more super PACs.
No more.
No more of these mass shootings. That's enough now. What's this? His name is. His name is Bo. Bo, Bo, Bo. His name is Bo. Bo, Bo, Bo. Bo walls up along the Atlantic and from Lubeck, Maine, all the way to Seattle and south to San Diego, to Brownsville and Key Largo. We have to stop these immigrants that have been coming here for over, well, they've been coming here for over 400 years, I know that much. And they're taking over the place.
Oh, we want more. Oh, 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 oh. We want more. Oh, 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 oh. We want more.
After Spirited Lads was Ginger Ackley with Celtica from Elf King's Horn. Then came Moonrakers with Shot Over from Tides. Then Iona with Wildflower from Signature. And finally, Jim Sharkey with the campaign song from Sweet Anne's Road. Celtic Podcast News. You are an integral part of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Not only are you a listener and possibly a patron, but you find Celtic music you love in places I will probably never go. So if there's an artist or band that you've found who you've not heard on the podcast, do us both a favor, contact them, ask them to submit their music to our award-winning and largest podcast of Celtic music online. My goal is to give indie Celtic artists a voice. They just need to complete the permission form and send music, and I will get them on the show. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is supported by listeners like you. Your generous pledge helps pay for the production and promotion of the podcast and its artists, as well as my time in producing it. Patrons get episodes before regular listeners, discounts on merch, and when we hit a milestone, you get a 2-hour special. Our next milestone will bring 2 hours of Celtic flute and whistle music to your ears. I want to send a huge thanks to our many new patrons, Properol, Tracy Beattie, Charles Hunt, Annie Moisen, Bridget Robertson, George James, Pema Hajkak, and Asa Swain. We are $24 away from our next milestone. You can become a generous patron of the podcast at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. And patrons will also save 40% off the price of the 2018 Irish and Celtic Music Podcast shirt in May 2018. So order your shirt right now in time for the festival season. Let's get back to the music. Next up is Colleen Rainey with I Know My Love from Lark.
I know my love by his way of walking, and I know my love by his way of talking, and I know my love in a suit of blue. And if my love leaves me, what will I do?
And still she cries, I love him the best. And a troubled mind sure can know no rest. And still she cries, bonny boys are few. And if my love leaves me, what will I do?
There is a dance house in Merrill-dyke, and there my true love goes every night. He takes a strange girl upon his knee, and don't you think that that vexes me?
And still she cries, I love him the best. And a troubled mind sure can know no rest. And still she cries, bonny boys are few. And if my love leaves me, what will I do?
I know my love is an errant rover, and I know he'll wander the wild world over. In foreign lands he is bound to stray, where the bonny girls are so bright and gay.
And still she cries, I love him the best. And a troubled mind sure can know no rest. And still she cries, bonny boys are few. And if my love leaves me, what will I do?
If my love knew I could wash and wring, if my love knew I could sew and spin, I'd make him a shirt of the finest kind. But the want of money leaves me behind. And
still she cries, I love him the best. And a troubled mind sure can know no rest. And still she cries, bonny boys are few. And if my love leaves me, what will I do?
And still she cries, I love him the best.
And a troubled mind sure can know no rest. And still she cries, bonny boys are few. And if my love leaves me, what will I do?
Oh, come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush a boogle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle out the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. From many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was beating for the blessed warning light. Murmurs rang along the valleys to the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. Singing river, that black mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons flew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune. And our army buys her freedom at the rising of the moon. Must be together by the rising of the moon.
the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, with your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, and a thousand pikes were flashing, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, and an army buys for freedom at the rising of the
story that has always haunted me, when you set out in your open boat to help the poor man flee. Was Charlie Stewart's future already plain to see? Did you know he'd be a waster of all his days? If you did, I'd give the world to find a single tear you'd cry. From the Covens to the Carolinas, you showed us one and all the courage you could call from the tears that would not fall. Been through, was the thought of Bonnie Charlie just a memory to rue? As you watched your husband putting on his coat of scarlet hue to go and fight for German Georgie's crown, but you never tried to hide behind the dreams of day. from the Corvins to the Carolinas, you showed us one and all the courage you could call from the tears that would not fall from your eyes. Times I think I see you when I find the kind of face where a woman's independence has kept a woman's grace, where confidence and pride refuse to know their place or hide beneath the easy tricks of beauty. For to me your life's a light that shines across the stormy sky. From the Corvins to the Carolinas, you showed us one and all the courage you could call from the tears that would not fall. From the Corvins to the Carolinas, strong women rule us all with the courage that they call when the tears refuse to fall from their eyes.
gonna take my cares away.
After Colleen Rainey came the High Kings with The Rising of the Moon from Decade, Best of the High Kings, then David Pedrick with Carolyn's Draft from Wintertide EP, then Trinity River Wailers with Strong Women Rule Us All from Dancin' Beggarman, and finally Runa with Black River from Current Affairs. And I think the Strong Women Rule Us All is kind of appropriate because next week I'm doing Celtic Tunes by Celtic Women for Mother's Day. So stay tuned for that. And if you had a favorite track in this week's episode, then please vote in the Celtic Top 20. It's easy to do. Just put the show number and the name of one or two bands. That's it. You can vote once for each episode and help me create next year's best Celtic music of 2018. And some of your suggestions will end up in my top Irish and Celtic music playlist on Spotify. So go vote. Of course, if you want to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free, subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I want to thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this show, and I am excited to share with you the title track from the Gothard Sisters' brand new album, Midnight Sun. It should be released any day now. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte. Thank you. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.